God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God could give you a burden. God could give you a dream. God could give you a vision. I'm going to use the word that I hate to use. God could even give you a ministry. And because you don't believe that it's yours, you try to work it out through somebody else. Do you know how many people are in church trying to work out their ministry under somebody else's vision? You say, well, how will I know the difference? If you are growing increasingly frustrated with what's being done with your vision under somebody else's vision, it's time for you to come out from under that vision and get your own vision. Now, I'm not standing here saying you should go start a church, but what I'm saying is, if God has given you something that he wants you to do and you feel the safety in staying somewhere else to get the paycheck or, you know, the position or whatever, then how can God ever work it out? That's why every time you go to God and ask him to give you something else, he keeps you right where you are, because you really don't believe. You don't believe. You're comfortable having somebody else do it. And then you get increasingly frustrated because the person whose house you're in doesn't see it your way. Now, come on, let's just use some simple sense here. Would God put you in somebody else's house to do something he hasn't called that somebody else to do? Bethel does not have a homeless ministry. We were not called to have a homeless ministry. It will do you no good to get mad with me because your burden for a homeless ministry is not being realized. You can fuss with me from now to judgment day. And because of the grace of God in my life, I'll listen to it 1 or 2 days. After that, you're not getting no more meetings with me, because I'm not going to sit at the table and let you chastise me because God is telling me to do something contrary to what you think. And then God will come to me and say, shut it down. And then everybody gets angry with me. Why are you shutting it down? Why are you shutting it down? Because God said so. And this is the thing about God. I like this about him, and I'm going to tell him about it when I get to heaven. He'll tell me to do it and then leave me to fight with the people. He's like, all right, you got it. Just shut it down. Then walk away. Right? And he back there going, his hand is behind me holding me up, and I got to take all those darts and all the fiery speech and all the other stuff. I ain't doing it no more. Next time God tell me to shut something down, I got to have a meeting. I'm calling Tony and security. And I'm going to put my chair right behind all them. Seriously. Because what happens is when you attack someone's vision, they get proprietary. And they begin to use the pronoun, mine, me. This is the way I do it. What happened? You believe that what you're doing is right, but it may not be right for this house. My godson used to come and spend summers with me, the entire summers, ever since he was 6 years old, 5 or 6 years old. I could look forward to him being there from the middle of June to after Labor Day. When he turned 17, he didn't come over anymore. I was hot. I said, Darius, come on, we're going to go out to breakfast. We need to talk. So I took him out, and he sat there, and he just, you know, he ate, and we were sitting there talking. And I said, why you don't come over and spend summers with me anymore? He said, Dad, he said, when I'm at your house, I'm a teenager. But when I'm home, I'm the man of the house. He said, and I don't have to live under the same constraints. He said, I don't want to come to your house and then have to be told I got to be in at 9:30. I said, well, you know what? I said, you're right. I said, that is the most mature argument I ever heard. He said, I'll come visit you. I'll visit you all the time, and I may spend the night sometime. He said, but I can't do that anymore, because if I'm out with my friends, he said, I don't want to be getting phone calls and getting, you know, my phone start beeping because you got a way to get through things. And no, he said, no. He said, I don't want to do that. I said, you know what? That is very clear, and I appreciate you, and I applaud your maturity. He realized that the time was over for me to have that kind of intervention in his life. Now, he counted the cost, because that meant he wasn't getting no money. And I, listen, there's a cost for everything. Amen. And so, fine, allowances are cut off and all that stuff. I don't have a problem with that. He's a young man. Be a man. But it makes him grow up. Okay, now here you are in somebody else's ministry, and I know that there are many of you right now, there are vision and ministries just growing in you, growing, and they're being fertilized by the Word of God. But you want to bring it in under the umbrella of Bethel. And then if you get the opportunity to work it at Bethel, you think it's God. It's not God, it's me. It's me. Because the Lord didn't tell me to do it. I did it because of my heart. And then it comes back to haunt me later when God says, end it. Why? Because you really believe that it's yours. Now, I didn't do it because I believed you. I did it because it was the least course of resistance. You with me? Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Do you understand? Failure begins before you try. That was good. That was darn good. I never heard that before. Failure begins before you try. It is in your mind. Watch this. Go to Numbers. Go to Numbers. Numbers, Numbers, Numbers. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Now, I want you to realize something. In many cases, we take the Word of God and we always extract the positive. But there are negative implications. For example, if you can believe all things are possible, right away when we hear that, we start thinking all the good stuff. But do you know that if you believe something negative, it's going to come? Come on, you're my 7:30 people. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, I know you're in Numbers, stay there. You don't have to turn to every verse I give you. My God, after 30 years, I'm not a heretic. I gave you the location. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In the Living Bible, this is what it says. Those who love to talk will suffer the consequences. Men have died for saying the wrong thing. All right, tie yourself in. We get ready to go up a little higher, and there's turbulence up here. So the pastor has put on the fasten seatbelt sign. Don't go to the bathroom now. Hold on. Listen. In Mark 11, Jesus says, he goes past this tree. This is where we stopped last week. He goes past the tree. The tree has leaves, but it doesn't have fruit. It's a hypocritical tree. It's the person who hugs you and tells you they love you as long as you go along with them. The fruit of real friendship is how to handle discontent. Let me go on now. Okay. He curses the tree. Now, we ponder over and over and over again. Theologians love to speculate as to why he cursed the tree. Well, it didn't have no fruit. And Jesus was cursing hypocrisy. Oh, come on. He did that when he fussed at those Pharisees and threw people out the temple. No. Because if you continue on with Mark 11, and he says, when Peter says, Master, the fig tree you cursed is dead. And Jesus, and Peter says, from the roots. And Jesus said, have the faith of God. I know the King James says, have faith in God. But in Greek, it's have the faith of God. Now, listen carefully. What is the faith of God? In Genesis chapters 1 and 2, you will find a passage that is repeated throughout those chapters. And God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. Jesus goes on in Mark's gospel. He says, truly I say to you, say, epo, say, open up a discourse. Open up something that's been hidden from the minds of those who walk with God. Proverbs 20:18-21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. But we forgot that. God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And let us give him dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish in the sea, the beasts of the field, and over every creeping thing. How does the man exercise dominion? How does he exercise dominion? How can you tell if your child is subjected to you? If they what you. When do you become totally exasperated with your child? When they do not what you. Or someone else said, if they don't, to what you. So if God manifests his faith and dominion by the phrase he said, and he said we're making man in our image and in our likeness, then man is to exercise dominion over creation by what they say. Then Jesus comes in Mark 11 and says, I am going to open up this discourse, this teaching, this understanding that has heretofore been shut off from you because for some reason you've been going by what you feel rather than what you say. And the enemy has you focused on what you feel. Even today we use phrases like, that might not be true, but that's my reality. See what he's done? He's forced. And the only time you really say that is when people don't agree with you. Well, you might not agree, but that's my reality. Well, what if your reality is wrong? What if you're wrong? Then what you're trying to do is force people into the same behavioral pattern. God told me, for you, everything that comes to you is not for everybody else. There are some of us who can have experiences with God that if we told someone else, they would think we're involved in witchcraft. So it's a very simple answer. Don't tell anybody else.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.